four decades, stability was what the U.S. expected Saudi Arabia to provide in the Middle East. But if anything, the rapprochement with the White House has emboldened the new regime. Shortly after Trump departed Riyadh from his first foreign visit last May, the Saudis stunned the world by launching a blockade on Qatar. In November, bin Salman appeared to make a hostage of Lebanon's Prime Minister, Saeed Hariri, for more than 2 weeks after Hariri announced his resignation in a late-night video during a trip to Riyadh. Amid regional and global uproar, the Lebanese leader returned to Beirut and recanted his resignation days later. The ultimate target in all these adventures was Iran, which arms the largely Shiite Houthis in Yemen, has warm relations with Qatar, and plays a central role in Lebanese politics. It is also the great rival of Saudi Arabia, both for regional power and leadership of the Muslim world. Bin Salman calls Iran the source of every ill in the Middle East, including, to many scholars' astonishment, religious extremism in Saudi Arabia. The Crown Prince dates this extremism to 1979, the year Sunni radicals stormed the holiest site in Islam, the Grand Mosque at Mecca, and called for the overflow of the House of Saud on the grounds of insufficient piety. In bin Salman's improbable telling, the zealots were inspired by the Islamic Revolution that had installed a theocracy in Iran a few months earlier. All this adds up to a different Saudi Arabia, one way or another. To outsiders, the most obvious danger is from bin Salman's impulsiveness in foreign policy. The running war in Yemen is the most worrisome example. This was a somewhat immature, ill-advised, and improvised action, says Stephen Sech, former U.S. ambassador to Yemen, that raises questions about whether he can carry out other very ambitious plans. The challenge is to reconcile that and the iron fist he shows rivals at home with the charming fellow flying around the U.S. For all the contradictions, few come away from an encounter with bin Salman unaware of the force of his personality, intellect, and devotion to change. He really is trying to project a certain image, and he's working on it extremely hard, says Saab. It is more than enough to give hope to those who want to see the possibility of positive disruption in the Middle East. Says the Woodrow Wilson Center's Miller, I guarantee you that people who this man has sat down with are asking themselves, what's new in the Middle East? Two words, Saudi Arabia.